This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, December 23rd. Okay, folks, pretty much the Santa Claus rally is going to lose a little momentum just because everybody's got to get focused on the holidays. And so don't let the good gains you've seen in recent days as they decelerate, don't let that bother you. The trading on Wednesday and Friday are really meaningless because there's not a lot of people around. Next Monday and Tuesday will be significant. And then, of course, we enter the new year, and then we should gap up. Now, apparently I have some more credibility today because of the GDP report. Third quarter GDPs came in at 4.3%. Cons are estimating 3%. And Maria Bartiromo was kind enough to give me credit for predicting 5% GDP growth next year. And just so you know why the GDP did well, 1.6% of it was trade, okay? Higher exports, fewer imports, that was it. And that trend is going to continue because, you know, we have a lot of oil we export. We're exporting pharmaceuticals, gold. Obviously, gold's up 70% for the year. And that's that. Now, consumer spending was up 3.5% in third quarter. Fourth quarter's not supposed to be as good because of the federal government shutdown. But once we enter next year, we will hit our 5% GDP growth. Now, I just want to be clear on something. The conference board came out with a consumer confidence index. It was down, and we got to cheer consumers up. You know, there is a concerted effort by the media to, you know, suppress the good news. And as we go in the new year, the only thing I'm worried about is deflation. A residential investment in the GDP report in the second and third quarter was down 5.1%. You know, it's very hard to grow the economy when the housing sector is so distressed, okay? And there are price cuts everywhere. A lot of this has to do with insurance, some of it's interest rates, but we do have falling prices now for homes. Rents have fallen for four straight months. That's gonna show up in inflation data. Most of our inflation was real estate related. So we have to fix that. So the Fed's got to move and continue to move fast. And so the announcement of the new Fed chairman in the new year is going to be a big deal. But otherwise, I want to reassure everybody the market reverted back to fundamentals. The stocks of the positive analyst revisions are doing the best. In October through mid-November, we did have a lot of the F-rated stocks, the poor stocks rally on short squeezes. They're coming back down to earth. And speaking of short selling, there's a gentleman that runs an outfit called Muddy Waters, and I don't get along with short sellers very much, but the Muddy Waters fellow made it very clear that he wouldn't be shorting NVIDIA because of its strong sales and earnings momentum and market dominance. So That was good news for us, okay? Now, we do own a lot of Eli Lilly. It's it went down today because of the Novo Nordisk announcement of a new weight loss pill. You know, they're going from the shot to the pill. But Lilly is already very dominant in that business, so I'm not worried about that. So so don't worry about Lilly. It's doing all the drug onshoring, everything that President Trump wants, and of course, they're cutting the price of drugs because he's mandated for everybody. But, you know, you get more volume. So that's kind of what's going on. So that's about it. You know, it was a very interesting year, 2025. I think 2026 is going to be more interesting. The wild cards out there are the European Union. You know, there's a lot of infighting going on. I'm sure you saw the farm protests in Paris and Brussels where they're literally spraying manure on government buildings. And the reason they do that is to be net zero. You have to cull your animal herds and, you know, kill your animals and keep reducing them every year. And And of course, they're not competitive with farmers elsewhere. So, but there was a deal to sign with Latin America where they would have more free trade on food and things. But you know, the European farmers are very upset with that. But Europe might be imploding. It's a very dysfunctional place right now. And I would add that, you know, Britain already left the EU. They also had farm protests. And Keir Starmer, the prime minister, says he's doing a U-turn. Those farm protests in Britain were more about inheritance taxes and things like that. But otherwise, you know, the U.S. is the oasis in the world. And our dollar is very firm in the last few months. It's going to get firmer. We're going to be the last to cut rates. I wouldn't be surprised if we got a Chinese currency devaluation. Obviously, we would like to get rid of all the wars and things. So we got peace and prosperity. We'll always have these little flare-ups. But it would be nice for Ukraine and Russia to stop fighting and killing each other. So it's going to be an interesting year, okay? I just think the main thing is it's time to grow and prosper. With $8 trillion of onshoring, it's pretty hard not to grow. So that's it. The job market is soft, but, you know, it'll pick up. I'm not worried about that at all. And the U.S. is so much better positioned than everybody else. So we got a lot to look forward to. So hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the holidays, of course. Merry Christmas. Take care.